Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Wednesday, July the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. Sometimes people ask me, why do I announce the date with such enunciation every day? And you know why? Because every day matters. There are no wasted days. Even if you feel like you missed the opportunity, you wasted it, you know what? Jesus was there cleaning it up. He was there. He was there helping you. He was adding. He was contributing. And just imagine how much more and better it's going to go if you actually start off aligned with Him, abiding in Him, conscious of and aware and attuned to Him. That's why we're meeting every morning on the wake-up call with Him, to get in the zone, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven zone. That's why we start every day with consecration. It's why I announce the day and the year, and I remind us all that it is His year and His day. So here we go. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled The Three Kinds of People You Meet on the Way to the Cross. And our text is Mark. We're in Mark 14 today. We're coming down to the end of our Mark Pizza Challenge, 16 chapters, 16 days. You're going to read the whole chapter of Mark 14 today. I'm about to read verses 1 through 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. Now, the Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. This is insane. That wasn't in the Bible, by the way, the insane part. But while he was in Bethany, reclining at the table, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As we make the turn to the cross, today's text shows us the three basic kinds of people we will meet on the way, then and now. Type number one, the people who are concerned about maintaining their power. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. Type number two, the people who are concerned about maintaining their reputation. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly. And then type number 3. The people who are concerned neither about their power or their reputation, but who actually lay down their power in order to preserve the reputation of another. A woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. The type number 1 people are deadly. The type number 2 people are dedicated. The type number 3 people are devoted. These 3 kinds of people are always present. The type 1 people are always present. Look for the people who seemingly have the most to lose in a situation. They are the power players. They play hardball. They are lawmakers and law enforcers, and ironically, they turn out to be lawbreakers. Relative to the other 2 types, there are far fewer type 1 people. The type 2 people abound. They are everywhere. They don't make the rules, but they will bend over backwards to follow them. However, in following the rules, they often miss the point, even though they technically get it right. These are the dedicated and disciplined disciples. The type 2 people are often well-intentioned, good people. Ironically, they can be the most dangerous people of all. They tend to put principle over people. The type 3 people are extremely rare. For them, it's all about people. They are about people in ways that redefine principle and power in the light of holy love. They are uncalculated givers. They do inconceivable things in the interest of loving God and others. In fact, they have such a level of self-awareness of their gratitude that they become self-forgetful about their own needs. They are the ones whose life makes no sense apart from Jesus. He is their only explanation, and because of him, their lives are arresting. They are the unlikely holy ones whose lives may seem small and inconsequential at the time, but who will never be forgotten. They are the worshipers. Well, I wonder which type you maybe see yourself in, 1, or 2, or 3. Or maybe you'd rather not think about yourself. Maybe you'd rather think about somebody else. You could analyze, let's just say. Well, how about if we just dive straight into our prayer this morning? I'm going to lead us. We've been singing this prayer every day. You know it by now. I believe you're praying it throughout the day. But let's just sing it right now. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. You know, that's the kind of song that produces the type three people in this world. The people who get in the presence of Jesus and want to pour out their lives for him because they know that he has and is pouring out his life for them. They've thrown the calculator away a long time ago. They have ever so slowly over the course of their life learned to let go of their self-interest. That's who you're becoming. You know, I love this saying that if you can see it in Jesus, you can be it in Jesus. And some of you have just gotten a bead on that woman today in the sort of what was judged as careless act of love, anointing Jesus' body for burial, he says, in advance. The other amazing thing about that story is that Jesus said, everywhere the gospel is preached, what this woman has done will be told. This story will be told as an honoring of her. That's astonishing. Makes me wonder that if this story is not being told, is the gospel even being preached? That'd be a good journal prompt today. Here's a couple more for you. Can you see yourself in any of these three types of people? And I suspect we all can see all of them in ourselves in some measure. I see all of them in myself. How do you see that? In the next journal prompt, what simple step might you take today toward becoming a type three person? And I'll tell you the simplest step you can take is just to take about 5 more minutes today and just sit in that scene. Just reread the text itself and let yourself get caught up in the emotion of it, in the courage of it, in the vulnerability of it. I want you to see if you can even smell the perfume. Another one of the translations of that story, one of the gospel accounts, says, and the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Do you know everywhere that kind of act of love happens, the whole world is filled with that fragrance. That's what it smells like. That's what we want to be coming in our wake, that fragrance. Well, my dad's here today, and we're going to sing a hymn together to close out and get you out on the field to sow for awakening today. So I'll hand it over to him now. All right, everyone, it's Wednesday, and we're going to sing a great hymn this morning with you. Dad's here to help. Got my dad here with me, and we're going to sing. Dad, tell him what we're singing this morning.
We're going to sing an old wonderful song, When I Surveyed the Wondrous Cross.
What's the number?
221 in this book here.
That's 221.
In the Great Redeemer's Praise.
Our Great Redeemer's Praise.
221. When I survey the wondrous cross.
We've been talking about Mark chapter 14 today, and of course, Jesus and the woman who poured out the perfume on him. And we're going to sing verse 1, verse 3, and verse 4. Okay. And lean into this microphone now. I want people to hear you. I don't really care if they hear me. I'm just a supporting actor here today. You are the hymn singer. And guys, this is one of the great hymns by Isaac Watts. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love floating all down. Oh, there's such love and sorrow meet. For thorns compose so rich a crown.
Last verse.
Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a brain bar too small, love so amazing, so divine, demons my soul, my life, my all.
Now let's keep going, sing this one below. Oh, the wonderful cross.
Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross. All we gather here. By grace draw near and bless your name.
Look at that.
J.D. Walt, all right. Yeah, how'd you get on there?
I helped write that song, Dad.
You did?
Sure did.
I like it. I mean, who couldn't like that one?
The Wonderful Cross.
Yep.
Chris Tomlin, Jesse Reeves.
Yeah, that's a very honor, John David, to be associated and have your name in with their name.
I know. Isn't that something?
That is.
We wrote that back in the year 2000. That's a long time ago now.
It was.
And it's in a hymn book.
I tell you, I'm going to get buy a bunch of them.
It's going to buy a bunch of them. Well, everybody, it's...
So, and y'all named it, huh?
We named it The Wonderful Cross, yeah, and it fits right on the back of the great hymn by Isaac Watts.
Yep.
We did that to try to help younger people start singing that hymn, mm-hmm. And it worked. Many, many millions of young people now know the hymn from Isaac Watts because of that little song that Chris Tomlin really made popular.
Yeah.
I was just a bit player in it, but
was
the real leader of it. Well, it's time for us to hit the fields and to go out joyfully carrying the cross. The cross, friends, is not heavy anymore.
No.
Because there's a God underneath it with you. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He said, "My yoke is easy." He's like, the cross is my yoke, and it's easy. Come in here with me, and let's carry it today.
That's right.
And you know what carrying it is? It's loving other people. It's serving them. It's encouraging them. It's being there for them. It's coming up underneath their load.
It's praying for them.
Praying for them, because people are carrying heavy burdens, and they're looking for you and me to come along beside them.
That's right.
Because that's how Jesus gets to them. Jesus gets to them through us.
You know, there's just a few people in this world that get people to pray for them. The most of the people don't do it. They don't get those prayers unless they give them themselves.
Come on. All right. Well, we got our marching orders. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
On the field.
Amen.
We'll be looking for you with Jesus and the cross. You'll be looking for us.
Amen.